Daily success, daily success. Plan the week ahead, be excellent. Make money moves, achieve your goals. Transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours.
Welcome to the Daily Success Show, the podcast dedicated to inspiring you to achieve your goals, keep a consistent schedule, and live your dream life. And I'm your host, Jamila Payne.
Do you need to sort the mail, papers, get organized so that you can follow through on your goals this year? Well, you are in for a treat. So today's show is a very special episode called Planner Palooza. And so last week at Daily Success Routine, my company, we have been hosting a week-long challenge called the Get Planner Palooza Get Organized Challenge. And so today's episode, what I want to do is kind of take you inside of the trainings that we had during Planner Palooza. So I'm going to start off with sharing day one, and I think I'll share a few more teasers from those trainings throughout the week so that you can experience what all of our Daily Success Insiders learned about. Today, we're going to talk about the secrets to accomplishing your biggest goals, prioritizing your to-dos, and sticking to your plan. And so I'm going to cover some things like why you're not following through and how to get consistent, how to create to-do lists that can actually get done, the process for putting your big ideas into action even when you don't know how. Now, what I'm going to share with you here on the Daily Success Show is a small clip from this particular training. And if you would like to enjoy the entire training, then you can find it inside of our private Facebook community. And I'm going to give you the URL to find that, which is at facebook.com/groups, G-R-O-U-P-S, /Daily Success Insiders, all one word. So that's DailySuccessInsiders. Insiders. It is a private group, unlisted, so you will need to type in that direct URL in order to find us and then request to join. Let me know that you are a listener of the Daily Success podcast, and we will get you in ASAP. So you can find the recordings from the week of trainings, except for day two, because I had a terrible blunder and totally forgot to press record on day two. But otherwise, you will find days 1, 3, 4, and 5 inside of our private Facebook group and also on my YouTube page, which is just under my name, Jamila Payne. All right, so I'm so excited for you to experience this, and I want to invite you to go to our webpage for this episode, shows.dailysuccessroutine.com, and share what things you're going to take action on from the training. What's something that you learned that you're going to implement, or what's something that you are committed to practicing in 2019 that will help you to accomplish your biggest goals, prioritize your to-dos, and by all means, stick to your plan. All right, let's jump in.
Let's talk about how to follow through. And what I'm going to give you is a specific process that you can replicate starting tomorrow for being able to follow through. And so what I want to encourage you, and this is what Planner Palooza is all about, is like practicing these principles that are going to help you to level up your life. And so you can practice it just in the terms of being able to follow through on the 5-day challenge everything that I'm going to teach you right now. So here's this 5-step process, and then we're going to go through it step by step by step. Okay, so the first thing that you want to do is define success in your terms, on your terms. Number two is that you want to determine 3 90-day projects to focus on. The third step is that we're going to break down the projects into actions, step-by-step actions, which I call a project plan. The fourth step is to transfer those actions into your daily to-do list. And then number 5 is to clock out the time or block out the time, either one, right? So put it on, clock it out, block it out, make sure that you are ready to be able to get it done. So those are the 5 steps. We're going to go through them one by one by one by one right now to make sure that you follow through. First is getting clear on what you want. And at Daily Success Routine, we call this your definition of success. What is your definition of success? For many people, we're aiming for success, but we haven't defined what it looks like. Like we're like, oh, I want to be more successful. I want more money. I want more of a job, I want more travel, I want more freedom, but we haven't like that. That's so like ambiguous, right? It's not super clear. And so you have to be absolutely clear on what freedom looks like to you. You have to be clear on what more travel looks like, a better job looks like to you, a more financially fulfilling business, making more money. What's the number? We have to get super clear on what success looks like and define it in absolute clear terms. Let me tell you how to do this. On your paper right now, I want you to draw out these 2 columns. I mean, well, you'll have 3 columns essentially, okay? So one column on the left, one in the middle, one on the right. So draw out these 3 columns. This is how we're going to create our definition of success. We're going to define it in terms of what we want to have in our life, the person that we want to be, and I'm talking about your higher self, not your lower self, right? Who do you want to be? And it's not becoming a different person. It's tapping into your higher self. We all have like a higher and lower self, and you might right now be operating as your lower self 50, 60, 70, 80% of the time. But your higher self is inside of you. Like your lower self is the one when you say, I want to go to the gym after Planner Palooza tonight. And your higher self is the one that says, I want to go to the gym. And your lower self is the one that says, girl, you tripping. Let's go ahead and watch this Netflix and hang out on the sofa. Let's binge watch our favorite TV. Let's have those Doritos, let's eat ice cream. Like it's everything except for the thing that you know that you want to do. Your higher self is the one who's saying, I want to take action on my Planner Palooza challenge for today when we're done. And your lower self is going to be like, oh, but it's late. Oh, but I'm tired. Oh, but I have to do this, right? And so being is about being your higher self that already exists inside of you. And then doing is what are the things that you want to be doing that define success for you, that make you feel like happy and fulfilled in your life? Okay, so those are the 3 columns. Now, I want to give you some examples. Okay, so an example of having, maybe what you want to have is maybe you want to have like a house on the beach. Maybe that's a part of your having. Maybe you want to have a great life partner. You're looking for love in all the wrong places, but you really want to have a great life partner. Maybe your desire is to like up level your car and your vehicle. And it's okay to like want things in your life, to want stuff. It's not bad, right? To have desires in terms of things that might be like assets or things like that, that you want to acquire, like a beach house or finding love. There's nothing wrong with that. Having a certain lifestyle. But we want to achieve that lifestyle, right? And not be living that lifestyle and not have the money, right, that provides for that lifestyle. Okay, so being, maybe you want to be a person who's fluent in Spanish. Maybe your higher self speaks Spanish, right? Maybe you want to be a TV personality or a speaker who travels the country. Maybe you want to be a best-selling author. And then we want to think about the things that you want to do. Maybe you want to travel the world or start an event planning business or climb Mount Kilimanjaro. All right, so I want you to share in the chat. Give me one have, one be, one do. What is your definition of success? What do you want to have? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? I'm going to try to think of mine right now and share with you. Okay. So something that I want to have, what do I want to have? I want to have I'm trying not to say something that's there because these are obviously maybe one of two of those are things I want. So definitely a great life partner is something that I want to have. Like, but the way that I say it is I say I want to be happily married in a romantic, loving relationship. So that's my very specific have because I don't want to just be married. I want to be happily married and I want my relationship to be romantic. And I want to feel like the person that I'm with is a great life partner and that we're like a team. We operate like a team and make it happen for each other. So that's my have. My be. One of my B's, I want to be a New York Times bestselling author. My do, what's the thing I want to do? I want to move to a new place. That's something that I want to do. I want to live in a place that is warm. Philly is not warm, okay? So I want to live in a warm place. I'm thinking about Atlanta. I'm thinking about Cali. That's what's on my mind. In fact, maybe making that happen this year. Okay, Jen says less debt and student loans. Love it. I want you, Jen, at least for yourself to get clear about what less debt is, right? So is that like nothing? Or maybe you have paid off all your cards and the only thing you have remaining is your student loans. Be super specific for yourself about what that is, okay? Yasmin says, have a tea shop. Oh, I love that. Let me know where that tea shop is. I am a total tea person. In fact, all I drink is, sounds so funny. All I drink is water, tea, and wine. Like, that's it. That's my beverages of choice. So I'm all about the tea shop. Let me know when you're open. Pi says, have is sleep, money. B is healthy. Oh, I love that. Let's be specific. What does it mean to be healthy? Is health equivalent to, what is it equivalent to you for you? Is it that you are wake up every day feeling energized? Is it around a certain getting in that bikini, that two-piece this summer? Like, what is healthy for you? Like, let's define it. Go to a museum. Go to every museum known to man. That's a really cool goal. I love that. Lacey says, home on the water, be a successful artist. Define success, Lacey, in terms of being an artist. So what would make you a successful artist? Is it that you're selling a painting, you know, every week? Is it that you are, what is it? Is it a certain amount of monthly income? Like, what would make you successful? Travel the world. I love that. How many places do you want to go? Figure out. Or maybe it's in terms of countries, right, that you want to go to. All right. Jen says, pay off car. Love it. Super specific. C. White says, have a Jeep. Love that. Be a kinder person and travel. What does it mean to be a kinder person? Does that mean that you are giving to a nonprofit? Does that mean that you work at a soup kitchen once a week? Does that mean that you send notes of gratitude every Friday? Like, how can you be a kinder person? I'd love that one though, but let's be specific. Carla, have house in the Bahamas. Okay, Carla, can I come visit? Be world-renowned author. Love it. Travel, complete my bucket list. Okay, great. I love that. Shanika says, compatible life partner, increase business revenue by 50% a week, and travel to Seychelles. Okay, nice. I love it. You guys have some awesome stuff. Julian says, home in Florida, be accomplished supply chain management expert. Okay, love that. Travel the world. Lorraine, larger home so family can stay with me. Oh, that's so awesome. And May says, net worth of 1 million, be 50 plus and fit. Go ahead, May, killing it. Do is travel with low to no expense. I like that. Maybe somebody can fund your travel dreams, May. I love that. Lorraine, be a better mom to my twins. Okay, what is better? Does better mean that you have 30 minutes of playtime with them every day? Does better mean that you make breakfast for them? What is better, May? Like, let's be specific. And here's what I would say. If your twins are at a talking age, I would check in with them on what it means to them for you to be a great mom. Because I think often, and this is true especially for women, we sometimes feel like what we're doing is not good enough. I had a client who I was working with, and she said that she really felt like she needed to cook dinner every night for her family. And this lady was like making stuff from scratch, like pasta from scratch, like all this stuff. She felt like that's what made her a great mom for her hubby and her sons. And I was like, you're doing all this work and you're saying that you feel like you don't have any time for yourself. But if you ask your hubby and your sons, is that what makes them feel like you're being the best wife and mom? And see what they say. Like, do they agree? And guess what? She asked them and they were like, absolutely not. Like, we don't care if you make all this stuff from scratch. Like, we actually just want to spend more time with you. So I think it's important to not make the mistake of thinking yourself that you're not doing enough or trying to decide for yourself what it means to be better. It's most important if you're thinking of it from the perspective of how can I show up in the way that I want for someone else? Like, let's get clear about on what that is. Okay, awesome. Lorraine, better mom to twins, successful in biz. Okay, no worries, Shanika. Mo, move my family out of New Jersey. Okay, that's awesome. 2019 red Tesla. Okay, Jose, loving that. Top 1% in real estate agent. Love that. 25 million GCI. Travel to South Africa and south of France. All right. When you're ready to go to South Africa, let me know. I'll send you a list of everything to do. I used to live there. I lived in South Africa for 2 years, so I can tell you all of the must-dos for South Africa. I lived in Johannesburg, traveled to Cape Town, and also traveled to 10 different countries on the continent. So I'm well-versed in Africa. Lorraine, take my children to different countries. I love that. Scarlett says, successful intimate event planning company and work from home mom, get paid to travel the world 4 times a year. I love that. Crystal, have a driven and supportive life partner. Tamara, 4-bedroom home of my own, a more attentive a mom to my sons and a successful author and business owner. And travel the world, especially to Africa. Man, I love these. This is so awesome. Tamara, I'm going to challenge you the same way that I did earlier and make sure that attentive mom is defined so that we're clear on what we're going for. All right, awesome. So you know what it means to have, be, and do your best self. So let me just say a couple more things about your definition of success before we move on. You want to write down your definition in the present tense, like as if it has already happened, right? So you own a house on the beach. You are a more attentive mom. You have that red Tesla parked in your garage, right? So let's put it in the present tense. You want to also say it in a way that it communicates the results that you're getting. And most of what everybody said really communicated results. And when I say results, meaning we are clear when it's happened. Like just saying that I want financial freedom, we don't know if we've achieved that or not. So we want to talk in terms of specific results. Then you want to make sure that you look at different aspects of your life. And that's why we do have, be, do, because we don't want it to be one-sided where we're only looking at work, but we haven't considered any other areas of our life. So you want to think about work. You want to think about your social life. You want to think about love, family, health. You also want to make it inspiring, right? So this is something that you're like ready to wake up and get out of the bed and make happen. And right now, if you're hitting the snooze button 3, 4, 5 times in the morning, then maybe you don't have a strong enough definition of success that makes you want to like spring out of bed and make it happen. And so this is why setting this up is going to help you as well. And I want you to be honest and unapologetic about what you want to accomplish. So You don't have to play small for anybody else. This is your have, be, do. And there's no one that can say that it's absolutely not possible. You don't have to apologize for what you want. Just be honest with yourself and write down exactly what it is that you want. Okay, awesome. C. White says, have is Jeep, gives me something physical to go after. Be kind, as God tells us to be kind to one another, not assume the worth of others and lead by examples. Oh, I love that. But I still want to push you to come up with what's your kind activity? So I think that would make it really tangible. Is it, because I think as you're saying it right now, it's almost a reactive, right? So like you're interacting with someone and then you have this opportunity to be kind. But what if you're proactively kind? Like maybe every Friday you send a quick email of gratitude to one of your friends or colleagues or someone that you met. Or maybe you are giving a thank you card to people once a month. Like, how can you be proactively kind? Because that's a really, really, really good one. In fact, I might want to like swipe that myself and like think about how I can be more kind to people. And this is good. This is why I want you to do this, because I want everybody to like get ideas and be inspired by what other people are saying. Learning more about emotional intelligence and mindfulness. Okay. And then your do was travel, visit different libraries all over the world. That's very cool. I love that. I also like the idea, and I'm not like a huge zoo person, but I think it's fun to like visit different zoos all over the world too, if you're like a big animal person. All right. I felt like my throat was about to crack there. I didn't want to start getting into a Michael Jackson voice. All right. So here we go. Now you have your definition success, your have, be, do. The next step in the process is to create your 90-day project plan. So based on what you have defined for success, you want to figure out what is the 90-day project that you can execute in order to get closer to that definition of success. And let me tell you why this is magic. Some people, and this might be true for you, you might have already thought about like what goals you want to accomplish for this year, but those things are not actually aligned to your definition of success and your higher purpose, like what you want to accomplish for yourself. Therefore, even though you're doing some things, you're making some things happen year to year, you still don't feel like you're living the life that you desire. So it's very important that the goals that you have set up are aligned to what you want to have, be, and do. Okay, does that make sense? Oh, May says that's her. So this is going to significantly help you. So I want you to break down 2 to 3 projects that you can knock out every quarter. So we're in quarter one right now, Jan, Feb, March. Right? Share in the chat, like based on your definition of success, just give me one project that you can do that's going to help you to get closer to that definition of success. And let me be a little bit more specific about what I mean when I say project. Let's just say there were so many good ones. Okay, let me pull from what you said. I'm just going to randomly scroll. Okay, less debt. Okay, so let's just say if we break that down into a project, right? So the project might be getting rid of or cutting your debt in half, right, by the end of the year. That might be the project. And so the project then has several action steps that are related to it. So I'm just going to throw out some ideas of action steps. So action step one might be, and this is in no particular order, might be that you're going to request your credit report. Go to freecreditreport.com, get your credit report so that you are 100% clear on what are the debts that you might have on your report that you're aware of and maybe even unaware of. Okay, then you might say, I'm going to figure out what's going to be my process for getting rid of debt. And so maybe you're going to buy and read Dave Ramsey's book, Total Money Makeover, which gives you a step-by-step process for eliminating your debt. Then maybe you're going to develop a budget. And then maybe you're going to figure out how much money you're going to set aside from each paycheck to put towards your debt. Can you see how one thing, like one project has all of these little actions? And so if you've been in a place of like trying to move forward 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 goals simultaneously, the reason why you're struggling to follow through is because you're not taking into account that each of those has so many little action steps underneath of it that you have struggled to move all of those things forward simultaneously. Mo says, me, working on a budget and sticking to it. I love that. So this is how you break down a project. Okay, so let me just do another example. Let me find another one. Okay, let's do something that's a little more... No, I'm not going to do that one. Okay, I love this one. Increase business revenue by 50%. Okay, so if increasing business revenue by 50% is the particular project that you're working on, then you might say, okay, well, what I'm going to do first is look at where has most of my business revenue come from in the past year or the past 6 months. Number two might be that you reach out to your highest paying clients and see if they want to work with you again or that you can extend your contracts. Step number three is that you might identify the best path for you to increase revenue. Maybe that is increasing the price of your offering. Maybe it is getting new clients. Maybe it is offering a new product or service, right? So can you see how, again, that one little thing has all these little action steps that are involved? So you need to go from your definition of success to a specific project that you're going to work on.
Hey, do you want to ensure you follow through on your goals? Then I want to invite you to join the Daily Success Achievers Club. First, you'll decide on what 90-day project you want to accomplish. Start the business, write a book, create your workshop, let go of the weight, anything you want. Then we'll put a schedule in place, optimize your productivity, and I'll hold you accountable to getting it done using my proven system. It's 100% risk-free. You either follow the roadmap and achieve your goals, or I'll refund your membership fee. Just go to dailysuccessroutine.com and click on the Achievers Club to get all of the details. I'll see you inside the club.
Daily success, plan a week ahead, be excellent, make money moves, achieve your goals, transform your life, one routine at a time. Daily success, go and get yours. You better go get yours. Daily success. You better go get yours. Daily success.